The other issue that I don't think came out last night was the bicalutamide 150 in the higher risk patients. What was seen there?
So in men who got bicalutamide and radiation therapy for high risk disease, they recapitulated what we've seen in the RTOG and EORTC studies, and that is there was a survival benefit to adding hormonal therapy to radiation for locally advanced prostate cancer. But one needs to be careful because those are subgroup analyses, right? When you look at the overall studies, the 23, 24, 25 are the three international studies that were done. Number 23 was done in this country. There were benefits in progression-free survival for 24 and 25, but no benefit in the U.S. study for any endpoint. So overall, progression-free survival was improved. And only in subsets did you see improvements in overall survival, like the men who got bicalutamide high dose and radiation therapy for locally advanced prostate cancer.